answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
At the end of the day, the Democrats are the ones who are blocking it. Every single Democrat is blocking the Save America Act that's fundamental, it's common sense, it's 80% popular with the American people.
Do you think that John Thune should bring you all back? Do you think John Thune should bring
the Senate
back?
Whatever it takes to pass it. If we can pass it, bring us back. I'm ready to go. I'll pack my bags and go to Washington tonight. If we can pass it, if we can get the votes on board to do that. But when we get back in 2 weeks after the 4th of July, what a better way to celebrate America 250 than to pass the Save America Act. That's something that I think we can fight for, find a way to do it, pass it. The voters want it, and it's common sense and fundamental. I'm on board.
It is common sense, and it is fundamental to the security of our nation. Those are the words of Indiana Senator Banks, Republican. The Save America Act, that is to protect election integrity. And the ruling yesterday by the U.S. Supreme Court saying that birthright citizenship cannot be denied, even though Trump said we're going to put an end to anchor babies, that's going to open up more fraud. We already have a decision referenced when you can send in your ballots. They don't have to be postmarked a certain date. And in fact, in one state, California, that if it's a little blurred, as Hans von Spakovsky told us the other day, constitutional law expert, he said you can just kind of write your own date in. I ask you, can you post-date your tax return to the IRS when it's due on April 15? It's due April 15, your tax return, even if you're not paying any money, but you're filing your return. Unless it falls on a holiday, a weekend or something, you might get a day or two of grace, but it's April 15. We all know that as tax day. It must be postmarked that day. I remember in the past where there would be lines of cars downtown St. Louis at the main post office, and they would have extra postal personnel on duty to catch the drivers coming by and take their tax form from them, their return. So it would be postmarked before midnight that night. Or at least if it was in the hands of the post office, if it were maybe a few minutes after midnight, it was still considered acceptable. But it was midnight, April 15. We have a federal election date, a date, not a week, not a month, not 2 months, or whenever we have enough votes that we can move forward. And doing away with Trump's executive order, which the high court ruled that was wrong. It was a 5-4 ruling. You have Chief Justice Roberts joining with the three liberals, and you had Amy Coney Barrett. And one of those against it in the 5-4 decision, Justice Alito, and I'm reading what he wrote in his dissent. This is the most important decision. Let me correct that. Let me reread it again. This is one of the most important decisions in the history of the court. And in my judgment, the court has made a serious mistake. He said, many children are born to foreign parents who are subject to a foreign power, such as they are here visiting, or they brought their pregnant wife, woman, mother, whatever that their relationship might be, to the state so the child could be born here on our soil and be declared automatically a U.S. citizen. But the allegiance of the parents is to their foreign power that they came from. And a child is too young to have an allegiance one way or the other. Alito pointed out, a great many persons who are born here to illegal immigrant parents fail this subject to foreign power test because at birth they are automatically made nationals of their parents' native country and as a result incur duties to that country. That means they are, quote, subject to a foreign power and thus not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and within the meaning of the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment was passed in the 1800s, basically so slaves who were brought here in shackles and chains and then had children, that they could be declared, those slaves, that they are U.S. citizens and their children would be born of U.S. soil. They would be children. Geography at the time, communications, transportation from the 1800s to now dramatically changed. But it's going to provide an opportunity for those who want to cheat in our elections and flood us with illegals or even, quote, legals, if born here in the soil, will come back to bite us in the butt, I will guarantee you. I might not be here to see it. Maybe not you. But your children and grandchildren will pay the price. Our forefathers paid a price for us. And here we are 250 years young, I would like to say. 250 years young. Not old, but young. In other words, I'm looking forward to another 250 years. I will not be here for that one. I do know that. And nor you. Welcome to the second hour of Larry Connors USA, July 1, 2026, where you get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You leave each hour with more information than you had when you began listening that hour. That is my guarantee, gold stamp guarantee. Hold me to it. In our hours, we move forward. Islamists invading U.S. and where you're finding them creating more and more havoc and possibility of trying to impose Sharia law, you might be surprised. And also, NPR columnist, correspondent, I should point out, a recognized NPR correspondent makes an apology. She was in a rush to get something out first and failed to make sure it was accurate before she went first. I'm going to detail that for you, but I'm not looking to condemn as much as clarify and even praise the correspondent. On one hand, that's coming up later in this hour. But right now, dealing with what we're seeing in our nation and inside the left party, the Democrats, they realize what has happened. What the hell has happened? Remember Ronald Reagan was a Democrat? And he said, I didn't leave the party, they left me. You got a lot of Democrats, a Democrat base that believe in America, support America, love our country, and they're watching their party be hijacked. They've slowly, slowly ebbed and went along with wokeism, DEI, and everything else. And now they're pushed into a corner by those who say, you're not strong enough and far enough left because we want to push something more. And Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson calls it out.
Now, here's what we face right now, surreal as it is. On the anniversary of the country, we have an open contest right now between the Marxists and communists and the Americans. Now, we've been saying for months that this is setting up, this midterm will be a contrast election. We've been saying a contrast between common sense and crazy. And now you can add another line there. It's common sense versus communism, because that's what's happening in the Democrat Party. The insurgent left is taking it over. I don't need to recount all the developments, even over the last week, for the people in this room, because you cover it minute by minute. But that is the contest that is shaping up. And so we're very sober-minded about this. A country that undermines its own foundations and founding principles does not survive.
It doesn't survive. And he made a statement there that, you know, a lot of folks have wanted to call in the beginning, and some still do, Trump's a nationalist. He only cares about the USA. Well, of course that's what he cares about. Do you think the French president cares about the USA that much more than his country? Do you think Putin cares more about the USA than Russia? Of course not. If you're the leader of that country, you care more about that country. That does not make you a nationalist. That makes you a patron of your country, your nation. And those in the Democrat Party who definitely want to be and are patriots to this nation, but have slowly yielded and yielded and then became afraid to even speak out against the growing crisis on the left, now they're caught in a vice. Washington State Democrat Congressman Adam Smith.
When you look at some of these Democratic socialists that are running, their ideology is vastly more radical than that. And you see that in expressing support for communism, in expressing support for open borders, defunding the police. A fundamental attack on America itself and the premises behind it. And so it's dangerous that people come in saying, hey, I'm going to fight Trump. I'm new. I'm going to get after income inequality. But they're pushing ideas and agendas that are not popular in this country. And frankly, not good policy on immigration enforcement, again, on criminal justice, on the basic concept of personal responsibility, accountability, and economic opportunity. So it is a significant challenge for our coalition, no doubt about it.
And he's recognizing his coalition, the Democrat Party, we got fires everywhere. Now, they want to be a big tent party, but they've got arsonists in their midst. They've got terrorists in their midst. And those who speak out against them, they will primary you and take you out, as they did in Colorado, knocking off a 15-year Democrat for Colorado's first congressional district. She wasn't far enough left. She was one of those preaching and calling out, as is the New York elected congresswoman who will be fully in place because she won the primary, Chevalier, endorsed by Mondami. All about, we need less government in our nation, and we damn sure do not need immigration control, and let's get rid of ICE. To that point, again, Washington State Democrat Adam Smith.
I think not having any immigration enforcement creates problems. It's also going to make it difficult for us to have an election. I think not actually, funding the police and having a criminal justice system creates less security. I also think that if you take personal responsibility and accountability out of it and just say we're going to give free stuff to everybody, then you have a problem making that work from a funding standpoint. Look, it's work hard, play by the rules, get ahead. We need more opportunity for the agenda, as you just described, some of these folks is pretty radical, and I don't think good policy.
Nope. And in fact, the winner of the Democrat primary in Colorado, she unseated a 15-term Democrat in Colorado's first congressional district. You know how she became a U.S. citizen? She legally immigrated to the U.S. via her father. She was a child, but her father, a socialist, thanks to the federal government, our government, diversity visa lottery. We allot about 1 million plus into our nation every year. And her father got one of the visa lotteries, which gives out 55,000 visas every year to foreign nationals. They put in for it, and by lottery, he got it. Came to the country. He's a socialist, has raised a socialist daughter who probably is even out of control of what he would think. And you want an example of how crazy the crazies are? New Jersey Congresswoman Coleman.
Because if we wanted to eliminate abuse and fraud, we'd eliminate the president of the United States from the office right now and the rest of the sycophants in his administration that are allowing him to do so many illegal things.
We want to eliminate Trump, to eliminate. The other word is kill. Oh, Larry, she didn't say that. She didn't say that. Yeah, but come on. Look at the attempts upon his life and attempts upon anyone who stands in their way. Now, if Republicans had used that term in any fashion regarding Obama, they would be called out. You want to kill Obama, because the left would rush to the cause. And here's the other thing. Democrats inside their own party, they won't speak out. And they really don't have anything to run on except going against Trump. Perfect example regarding a question posed for Georgia Senator Ossoff.
You talk about alleged crimes of the president. You talk about corruption for the president. If you guys take back the House and the Senate, should you convict, should you impeach the president and convict him?
Look, as I've said in the past, it is my view, looking at the facts and the conduct and misconduct of this president, that he has already engaged in gross misconduct that exceeds the standard previously set for the impeachment of any president. What I think is that there has to be accountability. And that is...
Does that mean impeachment?
Let me just say accountability. Well, as I've said, I think that his misconduct has already exceeded the standard previously set for presidents when it comes to impeachment.
So, Senator Ossoff, you had no problem with Biden. None. Never spoke out. And again, the only thing you're running on is impeach Trump. Not making things better for Georgia citizens. Just impeach Trump. Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman says, you look at that Democrat socialist that Mondami endorsed, Chevalier, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
And she was praising Kim and Stalin. I mean, between those two men, you know, 100 million, you know, people murdered, you know, like some of the most evil and terrible people, you know, in the world or in history. And she was praising them, saying we don't have enough of their books, you know, in our libraries. And of course, she deleted those things. But this is not ancient history. This is all recent views that people like this we are electing. And on this network, I've described it. I think it was with Jesse. I said, you know, our party's becoming an orgy of socialism. And I think I've been vindicated with to see the way these elections are working out. And now I'm watching the Colorado one, where she's the one person who refused to describe someone firebombed a group of Jews in Boulder. And she refused to call that anti-Semitism and just responded by saying, well, we really didn't know what their motivation, why they just set a bunch of Jews on fire.
That's not a motivation. Of course it is. I have to admit, when Senator John Fetterman first appeared on the scene, I was anti-Fetterman all the way, and I was more for Mehmet Oz, obviously. But it's the Pennsylvania voters that would decide, and they ended up taking Fetterman, clothed in a hoodie all the time. I thought, that's not what we want. Well, you know what? Under that hoodie is a working brain and a common sense brain. But his party is lurching out of, they are capsized. This is not the Titanic. This is even worse. And then we have Islamists in our nation and terrorists, and particularly one state being targeted. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I worked for the Plano Police Department after 26 years of full-time law enforcement service, and I dealt with representatives of EPIC many times when I was the sergeant for the Plano Police Department, the training sergeant for the Plano PD. There seems to be a general misunderstanding that we're talking about a plan to build an Islamic Sharia-friendly community. The EPIC neighborhood already exists in Plano. It's been there for nearly 12 years. 74 residential properties, a massive mosque, schools, a medical clinic, and multiple businesses. It also has an office of an Islamic financing institution called the UIF Corporation. The UIF Corporation is not a bank. It's a Michigan-based corporation whose publicly stated purpose is to, quote, engage in financial transactions that are Sharia compliant, end quote. Those are their words, not mine. The local government officials south of here have known for years that only Muslims can purchase homes inside that neighborhood. You have to be a member of their mosque to live there.
That is a retired police sergeant in Plano, Texas. Let me give you some geography here quickly in case you're not aware of it. Plano is part of the Dallas-Fort Worth suburb. And Plano itself, headquarters for several major companies. In fact, you look at a list of some of them and you'll find some that you would recognize. One, Fritos. Yep, Fritos. Also a hub for JCPenney, Pizza Hut, Toyota Motor North America. Now, if you're asking if Plano is Democrat or Republican, it's considered a politically mixed city, but recent election results show a Democrat lean. But conservative Republican continues to hold strong, but it's leaning more left and is becoming more Islamist, not Muslim, but Islamist. Islamists would practice Sharia law regardless of what you think of it. In the presidential election of 2020, which is one of the latest I've found that I can verify quickly, and that is the Democrat presidential ticket got 53%+ of the vote. Now, why are we focusing on Plano, Texas? It's because that police sergeant was saying they are already working on an EPIC city nearby. They're doing that in Josephine, Texas. That's also part of the Fort Worth-Dallas Metroplex. Josephine is about 25 miles to the east of Plano, Texas. And in Josephine, they have presented what they want to call the East Plano Islamic Center, an EPIC, which is going to be recreated in Josephine like they have already in Plano. That retired police sergeant says they have been here. They've had their EPIC East Plano Islamic Center. There had recently been a federal lawsuit because the state's funeral agency and its former presiding officer were claiming that there was religious discrimination involving and against the East Plano Islamic Center. The judge wrote, there is no evidence suggesting, and neither party is alleging, that EPIC, the East Plano Islamic Center, is applying Sharia law in their statements, despite repeated statements from Texas Republicans. So they're already challenging the effort to put Sharia law in place. They do have a Sharia law bank. You must be a member of the Muslim community if they're going to loan you money. That's a discrimination on its face value. That's yet to be challenged. But back to the retired police sergeant in Plano saying, I see what they've been doing. And he points out specifically to a neighborhood that they have built right up against the Plano City Police Department.
First house built in that neighborhood was built right next to the Plano Police Academy. It's a huge structure with two separate front doors. The rear of the property is just a few feet from a large outdoor warning siren. The house has a large second-story platform overlooking the restricted access parking lot where the police department stored specialized vehicles such as bomb trucks, bomb disposal equipment, and the SWAT team's armored vehicle. I am a court-recognized expert in SWAT team tactics and procedures. That house has all the hallmarks of a fortress and a command post. The rear of the house looks a lot like an observation post and a shooting platform. Why would somebody choose to build a house so close to a giant warning siren and a police training site? Why would someone build a huge platform overlooking all those specialized police emergency vehicles?
In other words, again, according to this retired police sergeant, he said, it looks like an observation post looking directly into the backside of our academy and our police operations so they can monitor what vehicles we have back there and when they're not. He's not saying it, but the underlying suggestion is they're spying on us. But if it's in the open, you know, it is available by sight. If you're high enough and you have a position where you can watch, why would they be doing that? I'll tell you what the fear is of the police officers there. They're worried that someone will use the platform overlooking as a sniper's position. They're not going to say it directly, but that's what they're concerned about. And the building permit just was looking at the building itself, and so it's next to a police station, no big deal. But then when they start realizing, maybe in hindsight, maybe that wasn't a good idea to allow it to build there. But how could you, if you could, keep them from building there? Should you? Again, this retired Plano police sergeant said, what they're doing in many ways, they're not even hiding their intent.
The first owner of that house is a leader in the EPIC neighborhood, and he is also the co-founder of the Yaqeen Institute for Islamic Research. And I urge everyone to visit their website and read what it has to say about instituting Sharia law. This is not a matter of radicals hiding in plain sight. They're not hiding. They've been open about their beliefs and their intent. Local government decision makers have failed to ask hard questions for fear of negative publicity and being labeled as bigots. I'm not here to spread innuendo or to make unfounded accusations. I'm asking everyone to simply look at the evidence and the confirmed facts that are already in existence. Thank you for your time, Judge.
And when you look at the facts and statements already made, numerous Muslim clerics have said, we will overpopulate your nation. And the Supreme Court ruling of yesterday will give them further ability to do that. They will have more children. Those who are here legally or illegally will have more children born in the USA, so they have a U.S. passport citizenship, and they can vote when they become of age. Some are being brought in just for that, go back to their country, and then will later come and vote. And again, Justice Alito and Thomas were among the four fighting against the decision that established birthright citizenship as a constitutional right. Thomas, in his dissent, co-signed by Justice Gorsuch, stated, "The citizenship clause was consistently interpreted not to apply to the children of foreign temporary visitors who were by definition not domiciled in the U.S." Well, of course, we have a lot of them domiciled in the U.S. because they came in illegally through the open border. Thank you, Joe Biden. They're not here legally, but if their child's born here, that child is legal. Now, I don't want to break up families. I cannot insist enough. I don't want to do that. But they put themselves and their children into that position. And take mind of this. I pointed this out in the first hour, but it bears repeating. Ohio Republican Congress Senator Bernie Moreno said, "I'm going to reintroduce what Senator Harry Reid did from Nevada back in 1993. He was the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, Senator Harry Reid. He had the Immigration Stabilization Act of 1993. He said, I'm going to present it again, word for word, just like Reid did when he was wanting to stop illegals from coming into the country and end birthright citizenship." You think the Democrats this time around would support it like they did back in 1993? Those Democrats don't exist anymore. Some might have a small streak of it in their blood, but for the most part, they're being overrun. If you just suddenly arrived in this world, much less this country, you might see things have changed from where we were not that long ago. And in fact, one of those imprisoned on the J6 charges and finally pardoned had an awakening when he got back outside prison.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
I'm gonna run away to the gun carry, make camp where the land is bare. I'm gonna run away to the gun carry, ain't no one gonna find me there. Ain't no one gonna find me there. Found trouble in the town I come from. Left 6 months ago or so. I had to run from the man I wronged there.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
For many people, you know, this has been like the frog that's in the boiling water, and because it boils slowly, the frog doesn't jump out. But I came out at a 4 years and 6 days in prison, never having a trial, never being found guilty of anything, to a completely changed America. South Americans had infiltrated our country, tens of millions of them, including plenty of Somalis and Afghanis and Yemenis, all the people that Zoran Mandami thanked for winning that jihadi race there in New York. And so I got out to a culture shock. And what I realized was the country I grew up in is no longer here. And the people of Dearborn, Michigan have been completely displaced. We need to look no further than London, England, than Rome, Italy, than Paris, France. The Islamic Middle East people have moved in there and completely pushed out the people that built the country, the heritage, the value system, the religious values there. And they've replaced the American people in Dearborn. They've replaced the American people in Plano, Texas.
That is a former J6er, Jake Lane, who was in prison and never really got a trial. He got pardoned by President Trump when he came in because the whole J6 revolution didn't really exist. They were just grabbing up people wherever they could because they were probably Trump supporters. Now, I did say, and I'll stand by this, if you were battling police, hitting and striking at them, then you should serve some jail time. I don't know all the specifics on Jake Lane. I've seen some, but I also know a lot of people were simply walking through the corridors of Congress inside the velvet ropes. They didn't even break through, but they were rounded up as well and facing legal charges and cost to try to protect themselves. And some ended up being jailed and never got a trial. He's one, but he said, when I came out, it was not the same America I see when I went in. In 4 years' time, over the Biden administration, that's how radically we changed. And he points to Europe, says, all these countries in Europe, they're undergoing this. Just what? This is again echoing. And I apologize for those of you who are constant loyal listeners if you think I'm beating on this drum too often. But I don't think I can do it enough. And that is, look at what's happening in Europe. And it will happen here. And it's more likely to happen now with a high court ruling that if you have a child born in this nation, they are automatically a U.S. citizen. We'll look for more legals to come into our country legally through an asylum temporary status or whatever, have a baby, go back to their country, and then I have a child that is a U.S. citizen and return later to cause havoc or maybe come back and do good. But look at Europe. Spanish police talking about the lax requirements imposed by the nation's socialist government. They estimate upwards 400,000 illegal migrants filed mass amnesty applications, even though they have not lived in Spain last year. As of Tuesday, June 30th, marked the last day for illegal migrants in Spain to file an application for the mass amnesty plan launched earlier this year by the socialist prime minister. Part of what they had to do is live in Spain before December 31, 2025, demonstrate they have no criminal record, do not pose a threat to public order, public safety, or public health. That's all common sense stuff. The Spanish government earlier this year admits it expected 500,000 illegals to receive the amnesty benefits, but almost 1.3 million requests were filed as of last week. And apparently out of that 1.3 million, there are 400,000 who never lived in Spain. And now, as we point out as to the ruling from the High Court the other day, ruling that if you are born in our nation, you automatically become a U.S. citizen. John Daniel Davidson, senior editor for The Federalist, said, under conditions of mass immigration, legal or illegal, birthplace citizenship means the destruction of the nation. And we talked about that extensively in the first hour, in case you missed it. You can always pull up these programs, do not forget, as a podcast. You can pull them up for yourself and to share with others. How do you do that? You go to Newstalk STL, or you go to LarryConnorsUSA.com. And Larry Connors USA Facebook, you'll find every program posted. Unless we have some kind of technical difficulty, which is surfacing from time to time. But Justice Alito and Clarence Thomas were against giving automatic citizenship. In fact, Justice Alito said it's grotesque to do it in that fashion. And Justice Thomas said, birthright citizenship is based on feudalism. He said, the court, this is what Thomas wrote, the court says that the citizenship clause incorporated by the English feudal principle that subjects, not becoming a citizen, but a subject, owed lifetime servitude to the king who owned the soil on which they were born. But Americans, unsurprisingly, rejected this feudal principle. They did in the beginning. Well, how did it come to be? Well, the 14th Amendment. Because of slavery. Those brought to this country against their will in shackles and chains and enslaved, 14th Amendment was to grant them citizenship and their children if they were born on our soil. That's the 1800s. We're way past that. Geography, transportation, and everything nowadays makes it so easy for so many to come in. And you got to keep in mind the attitude that exists among the Democrats as to pride in our nation or lack of. And I'll come back to that later before we wrap up this hour. And I've got an important announcement for you before we wrap up the hour. You do not want to go anywhere. But I had also talked about earlier about NPR making an apology. And I said I could find reason to praise what happened. I can condemn it, but I can also praise it. Here's what happened. The legal affairs correspondent for NPR, National Public Radio, Nina Totenberg, issued a public apology and retracted a breaking story that had incorrectly reported that Supreme Court Justice Alito was retiring. It occurred on the final day of the Supreme Court term, Tuesday. And it did briefly trigger widespread speculation in media before NPR realized we're wrong. She also did, Totenberg did, not only a letter of apology to Justice Alito, but she read it during an episode of NPR's All Things Considered. She said, I incorrectly heard retirement announcements instead of announcements after rushing from the courtroom. Wow. What happened was, there's already been talk and consideration that Alito might step aside. He is part of the court's conservative bloc alongside Justice Clarence Thomas and supposedly Amy Coney Barrett, but certainly Brett Kavanaugh, Neil Gorsuch. John Roberts is not part of that, although he is the Chief Justice. But she misheard what was being stated as they wrapped up the term. So she rushed out and reported it. And then later she recognized, why I'm not seeing more reaction? Why not more people and press agents running back into the courthouse, the Supreme Court, asking about Judge Alito retiring? So in her letter, in which she also read on NPR's All Things Considered, "Dear Justice Alito, there are no words to adequately apologize for today's error in reporting your retirement. It was entirely my fault." Praise for her for that point. She said, "I rushed out of the courtroom after the opinion announced months, and when I realized that the usual rush of folks after a few minutes had not happened, I asked somebody what was going on inside, to which the answer was retired announcements." She said, "I didn't hear the S on announcements. And I assumed something no reporter should ever do, make an assumption." I added that line, she didn't. "But I assumed something no reporter should ever do, that you were retiring. It was the worst professional mistake of my more than 50 years in journalism." I could go on, but I don't know what else to say to accept that I am so, so sorry. Again, I praise her for that. Normally, an apology made by a leftist-leaning publication, broadcast, whatever, you bury it. The retraction was put on the NPR homepage within minutes, or rather her original story, but within minutes it was replaced by an editor's note saying there was no retirement announcement. And the NPR editor-in-chief apologized. Look, here's the thing with apologies, especially if they're in print. They'll print the apology, but it's going to be buried on page, if the paper has that many pages, page 43.5, down below advertisement for where you can buy the latest latex gloves or whatever. But in broadcast, you have to make the apology directly on the air. You have to take the time and make an apology and say that story I told you about was wrong. Here's what she did. And she admits it, which, again, I will praise her for that. And she did make a rookie mistake. In years in this business, I push the fact, I want to be first, but I want to be accurate. Accuracy above rushing to be first. Rushing first to be wrong is not anything I want to claim. Have I made some mistakes in the past? Yes. Have I read mistakes that were handed me and I did not know the background, but I assumed it written by the reporter or whatever that it was correct, and so that's the way I read it, and then later we had to issue a retraction. And I had to read it back on the air and make a correction. Even though it wasn't my direct mistake, I read it. Listen, when it comes to making mistakes in this business, like she did, even after 50 years making a rookie mistake, there are those who have made those mistakes and those who will. So I'm acknowledging that she's calling it out and she's not trying to blame anyone else. She says it's on me. And for that, she does get my praise. You're not getting a lot of praise from the Democrats for our nation in general right now, are you? And of course, they also have other things in mind. And they took a lot away from the court ruling the other day regarding birth citizenship. President Trump's response.
The cost, forgetting about the fact that it's wrong, the cost of birthright citizenship is barely not affordable by our country. It's going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars. And it's in their hands. What can I tell you? It's a common sense ruling. It's common sense. It was exact timing. And it's about the babies of slaves. Thank you for that question.
By the way, Minnesota Democrat Governor Tim Walz made a remark about another ruling by the Supreme Court, referenced transgender athletes, saying it's cruel to trans kids. Here in Minnesota, we stand with our trans neighbors. It's cruel to say boys must play with boys in sports, and they cannot claim to be trans and go participate in girl sports. And Walz is insisting that was cruel. You know what? The backlash he got immediately from conservatives. I'll tell you what's cruel is making a teenage girl who's already uncomfortable in her own skin have to change in a locker room next to a naked boy. That's Minnesota Republican State Senator Coleman. And what's cruel is letting our girls get the stuffing kicked out of them by biological males. That's cruel. I agree. I agree full-heartedly. All right, I want you to enjoy our 250th celebration of our Independence Day, July 4. I'm taking some days off, but we are going to give you the best of Larry Connors USA, and it's a tough task deciding the best of. But we will be having those programs air for you. I will be in Las Vegas in the World Series of Poker and other events. But honoring July 4th, as I hope you do. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.